This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we have with us Joy Harari, who is an AADP certified health coach. She also is a graduate of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and the Institute for the Psychology of Eating, as well as a certified EFT tapping coach. Certainly is a privilege to have you, Joy, here on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You are welcome. I see you are a health coach, as I've just mentioned, and a psychology of eating coach and an EFT practitioner. How do you integrate all those into your practice?
Well, Eric, my training at Integrative Nutrition really taught me about bioindividuality, which means that every person is different. Every person has their own set of biology. And we want to get to what's best for each person. So if a client comes in for nutrition, but a lot of other things are surfacing, deep issues, emotional eating, you know, I want to use what I've learned in psychology and, you know, most powerfully EFT tapping. For example, a client comes in for nutrition and is constantly undermining themselves and emotionally eating and binging, and you know, I can get into all different issues that are plaguing them emotionally, you know, from even things from childhood. And once we collapse those issues, it's really interesting how the brain just integrates those things and the person ends up being extremely cognizant of their eating patterns, and they're able, they gain control over it. It's like the most miraculous thing to witness. So I can apply all those different things, and you know, then the nutrition part is nothing anymore. Once you've collapsed those emotional problems, it's great. It's like an unbelievable thing to see. So you know, that's how I really have a great time integrating that, because I see my clients, you know, so successful.
How does your life experiences help you with your health coaching?
I happen to be the mother of 5 grown children, and I'm also a grandmother, so I have lots of family experience, which helps in many situations. But most importantly, health and wellness and diets are like my passion. I've been studying many dietary theories and practicing different things for so many years, for 25 years. And it's not just, I like kind of call myself a human science project, because I've tried them all and I know what the results of each dietary theory are and have personally experienced it. So I'm coming from a completely different place. When I tell somebody that I know that something's going to work for them because I can see all the elements around it a little differently coming from my experience. And I've tried it all. I know what's going to help them. And I love helping people, you know, with physical health and emotional health. It never feels like work. And my experience in this area really gives me an edge. It gives me an innate wisdom around all these issues.
What goals do you have for yourself and your practice at this current time?
My goals at this time is really to teach, to coach, and to impact and inspire as many people as possible. I want to continue to work with my VIP clients because I'm really getting great results with people, and it just makes me so happy. And I'm going to be starting also my classes and workshops on learnitlive.com. It's an awesome website. People sign up for classes on topics that interest them, and either they can see them live or they can see them taped and interact, you know, directly with me online. You know, it's a great format. It's a fantastic platform for me to be able to inspire more people that don't even live in my New York area. And I really have a lot of goals with that. But basically to just really continue to teach and coach and, you know, impact as many people as I can.
Today we are with Joy Harari, who is an AADP certified health coach, also graduate of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and the Institute for the Psychology of Eating, and also a certified EFT tapping coach. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What advice do you have for people listening here today?
Well, my best advice would be to start appreciating and learning about the blessing and wonder that is the human body. You know, if you start to learn a little bit about biology and about how the body works, the systems of the body, how they work, it gives you such an appreciation for the body, and you tend to treat your body a little better then. It's really no joke. I mean, really learn biology. If we really understand the different systems of the body, I think we'd think 10 times before putting certain foods into our bodies. We'd have a different appreciation, and that's what drives me. The more educated I am about the body and about, you know, the way the systems work and the way that we absorb nutrients, and, you know, that's really what drives me to put good fuel into my body.
What is your best nutritional tip?
Well, Eric, if someone wanted to change just one thing that would really impact their body, I would say to throw out the oils they're using, assuming it's vegetable or seed oil, some type of polyunsaturated oil. You see, we've been duped in the past 60 years to think that saturated fats are no good for us. But I would really recommend start using a lot of coconut oil, a good one, made with integrity and pure processes, with no chemicals, like Tropical Traditions. It's a great, great coconut oil. And believe it or not, saturated fat is really what's healthy for us. You can't believe the changes people see. Weight loss, diabetes gets better, immune system strengthens, the joints get better. I mean, it's crazy stuff. I would recommend coconut oil, organic cultured butter, for cooking and baking, and for cold use, I would say extra virgin olive oil. You know, those are the staples. And cut out all the other polyunsaturated oils. They wreak havoc in the body. I would still recommend eating avocados and olives in their whole form, but change your oil. No more corn, vegetable, canola, safflower. Get rid of it. Better yet, change for 1 month and see how you do. Prove it to yourself. Take those other oils out of your diet for 1 month, do the coconut oil, butter, you know, animal fats, good quality of everything, and see how you do. You'd be amazed at the difference. And that's the one real nutritional, you know, real good nutritional tip that I would recommend.
Well, let's just look at one of those, butter. So butter would be better than some of those other oils that you mentioned. I mean, I could actually use butter to cook, and that would be better for me.
Yeah, believe it or not. Kuehl, it's a medium-chain fatty acid. You know, some are long and medium-chained. And the way that it reacts in the body, that's what we need in our body, for our cells and our brain. You know, it's a crazy thing. And we've been taught differently in the past 60 years. It's a crazy thing. But, you know, studies are showing now that we've been doing the wrong thing.
It's very insightful, without a question. Now tell me where our listeners can be in touch with you and also consider your services and your educational programs.
You could find me and contact me at joyharari.com. And that's where it's all happening.
Alrighty. Certainly been good to talk to you. We've been talking with Joy Harari, who is an AADP certified health coach, also graduate of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and also Institute for the Psychology of Eating. She is certified as an EFT tapping coach. In the website of reference to take advantage and learn more about eating and the nutrition and your body and your health, it's Joy Harari, H-A-R-A-R-I, joyharari.com. Joy, thanks so much for joining us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.